Well, welcome into Health Talk. I'm Tony Abatey, and I'm joined, as always, by Rachel Hansen today. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tony, for having me.
Well, it's always fun to get you in and talk a little bit about getting healthier and things like that. And one of the things, you know, we've turn the calendar into February now, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of people out there, guys in particular, that will say that Valentine's is a made-up holiday, all that kind of thing. But one of the things that comes out of Valentine's, of course, is, you know, heart and love and all that kind of stuff. And so it's fitting that it is Heart Health Month. I hope everybody was able to follow that. I don't know. I kind of pulled that out of my backside there. But anyway, February is Heart Health Month, and that's very important because your heart is probably the most important muscle in your body, right? Because,
yeah.
You know, that's kind of dictates everything. So what are you guys doing for February?
Yeah, so that's right, Tony. February is National Heart Health Month. I can't spit that out today. So today I just like to talk a little bit more about blood pressure. You know, it is our heart is one of our lifelines to our life. And so being able to understand, first off, what is blood pressure? So blood pressure is, it's a measure of basically how easy or difficult it is for our heart to pump blood throughout our body. So if we think about our heart pumping blood throughout our body, do we want that to be a difficult process for our body or an easy process? I'm going to say easy. Kind of think about a workout. You don't want your workout to kill you, but you want your workout to be challenging, you know.
Right.
And it's even nicer if it's easy because that means our muscles have gotten stronger. So anyways, thinking about we want that process to be easy. So so as we think about what blood pressure is, that brings us to the question, well, do we actually know what our current blood pressure is? Not what it was 5 years ago, not what it was a year ago, but, you know, what do you know for today to be? And so is it considered normal? Is it considered elevated or high? High blood pressure is a symptomless, silent killer that actually quietly damages blood vessels and can lead to a heart attack, stroke, or other health threats. So some huge things going on there. And but the good thing is that there's actually opportunities to go and check out your blood pressure, right? So, you know, at my last visit to the doctor, of course, I got my blood pressure checked. And right here in our own town, Health Innovator wants to challenge you to go get your blood pressure checked, either by your doctor or even by one of the nurses at our local health department. So some really easy options you can pop in and get that done for yourself. Just really important. So as we think about getting that done, what might lead us to, what are some of those risk factors some of those risk factors could be lack of physical activity, having an unhealthy diet, especially one high in sodium, being overweight or obese, sleep apnea, having high cholesterol, drinking too much alcohol, smoking and tobacco use, diabetes, or stress. So those are some of the modifiable risk factors that we can actually change to help prevent and manage high blood pressure. So, you know, even if there's some opportunities that we can actually change these risk factors as well. But first, it's always important to know where we're at. You know, it's the same thing about we don't know how we're doing unless we go and measure that. And then we can, if we need to come and do a follow-up, we can measure again. It's the same thing that if someone teaches you how to, do a new process at work, or, you know, being able to, maybe it's you're starting a new workout program, something like being able to measure that progress to see where you're at today and where you're at in like 3 months or wherever that might be. But we have to understand where we're starting from to see how healthy are we? Should we be concerned about these things? Because, you know, we're important. Like, our bodies are important. Our heart is important. We want to be able to preserve as much as we can to keep it healthy and make life enjoyable. So yes, our challenge to you is to go get your blood pressure checked this month.
All right. Well, sounds good. We'll definitely take that. And, you know, I know I'm sure we've all probably heard the commercial, you know, the heart talking to you. Hey, you know, yeah. I can quit whenever I want to kind of thing. Don't let me do that. And you know, it's kind of, it might be kind of laughable a little bit, that, you know, kind of corny a little bit. But it's definitely something that that we want to make sure that we're doing, because it is very important to make sure that your heart is healthy and doing the right things. So obviously, getting your blood pressure checked is very important. Are there any other opportunities this month to do that?
Yeah. We also want to challenge everyone to take advantage of the free cholesterol screening going on at Nevada Regional Medical Center. And it's happening on February 12th. This is a great opportunity because it's a free screening to be able to look at your cholesterol. And you can simply contact them at 417-448-3622. And they do offer it in the morning, so you don't have to be fasting for a whole day to go get that cholesterol checked.
Yeah, definitely. And another good thing there to again, just make sure you're doing the things that you need to do to make sure you're healthy. I love bacon and eggs, but every day is not a good idea. So definitely want to make sure you get those things checked and make sure you're doing the things you can. What are kind of some of the, if we're, I know you, it's a good thing to go and have a doctor do this and perform this, and they're going to know the ranges that you need to be. But if we've, if we're able to get it in by ourselves, what are some of those ranges that we want to be in as far as good blood pressure?
You know what I would say is a really good resource is American Heart Association to understand a little bit more about this subject. So a lot of the information I shared today was from that website. So you can go out to heart.org and you can actually understand a little bit of, you know, if a doctor ever tells you you have high blood pressure, because sometimes we walk away and you get told something, but you're like, wait, I want to know more about that information, not just that I have an elevated blood pressure, but what is my blood pressure so then I can see it over time. And so I would really highly encourage you to go visit out their website, and they have a bunch of information on understanding where you know, just being able to understand more of what high blood pressure is, understanding other risk factors that I didn't mention today, and then being able to understand what are my next steps after I do that. Because that's sometimes what happens is we kind of say, oh, I got diagnosed with something, and then I'm like, well, I just am going to be stuck this way forever. But there is opportunities to make your life still an enjoyable experience at the same time. And just to learn more, because, you know, education is power. And the more that we can be on the side of prevention, the more that we're going to have a most likely a healthier lifestyle, as well as hopefully less cost being taken out of the pocket to afford those different treatments and things like that.
I think heart health at any age is probably a good thing, but my dad is in his 60s now. He's 61, so he's kind of at that age now where he wants to check it a lot.
Yeah.
How often does blood pressure fluctuate, the numbers, and is it related more towards the things you're going through right now? Maybe a bad week in the kitchen as far as eating some more bacon and eggs than salads, and maybe more stress, things like that. Are those factors, how often does that fluctuate?
Unfortunately, I'm not the professional here. I wish my background's more the exercise science side. But as I kind of mentioned before, being able to learning how to manage our stress is really important as well, because that's something we talk a lot throughout this, you know, back in one of the challenges we did at the end of the year, as well as, you know, throughout this challenge, we'll be talking about it too, the Move It and Lose It challenge. But being able to understand how to manage your stress is really important, and tips on, you know, being able to not put so high expectations on ourselves, and being able to just practice daily awareness of identifying the stress so then you can actually deal with it. And that kind of goes back to identifying what our blood pressure is so then we can take the best steps towards the future as well.
All right. Well, sounds good. A lot of good information. Anything else that we need to know about keeping our hearts as healthy as possible?
I think let's just get heart healthy and stay heart healthy.
All right. Well, that sounds great. And again, a lot of great information. Give us that website again if anybody's curious.
Yeah. So American Heart Association is one that I referenced today. And so it's going to be heart.org. Easy to access.
All right. Well, sounds great. So get out there, check your blood pressure, make sure everything's going well. February, again, is a great month to do that because everybody's thinking about their heart, right, with Valentine's and all that. So definitely a great deal and great a lot of great information. So definitely definitely do that. And anything else we can get a hold of NRMC with their, because they're doing that cholesterol
well. Screening. Uh-huh. So it's 417-448-3622 to register.
All right. Sounds good. Well, again, a lot of information. I know I tend to repeat myself a lot on these programs. But anyway, Rachel, thank you very much for coming by today for our Health Talk.
Thanks so much, Tony. Sure appreciate it.
All right. This has been Health Talk for today. Be sure to join us the next time on Health Talk here on KNEM KNMO.